Blog Talk Radio.
How I live the rap life, making money smoking mics like crack is like a dope. How I live the rap life, making money smoking mics like crack.
This is the original Los Angeles beat setter, Tweet Cadillac, baby. And you tune in to the G-Loop Show. Westside Wednesday. OG Sunday. We rolling the pimp line. Sweet Cadillac, baby. Yeah. Make sure to tune in. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Put some pimpin' in your life. Yeah.
Niggas wanna know how I live the rap life. Making money, smoking mics like crack is like a note. How I live the rap life. Making money, smoking mics like...
Look, we ain't never really kicked it, but I swear that I love. Day got a nigga thinking up. If you got a man, aw damn, that's fine. You gon' be mine somewhere down the line. To keep it 100, baby girl, you a rose. Picking on your petals, do you love me, yes or no? Baby, you a star, need to be behind the camera. Every day you wake up, that's God yelling action. Cold vibration, I can't shake it. Beautiful soul, I swear to God, you amazing. I just wanna be your man. No cheating, love letter from your number one fan.
I've been loving the way that you move.
Once but two times for you. Down the stop line, I'ma tell the whole truth. Take over the world, pull up in twin coupes. Coke bottle frame, man, that shit crazy. Telling all my niggas that you gon' be my lady. Speaking in existence, we don't do imagination. I can read your mind and read your body language. Baby, you a dream, something that I never had. We can do some things you ain't never seen. You a risk taker too. We'll look so good together, no interruptions. Me and you.
Yay. Check, check, 1, 2. Welcome to the world famous G-Lou Show. I am G-Lou, your host with the most, and I am your maestro for the evening. Tonight I will be joined by the lovely, beautiful, and comfortable Miss Queen Jean. But before I bring in Queen Jean, I want to give a special shout out, first of all, to everyone out there tuned in all across the world, boys and girls, ladies and men. You are tuned in to the number one show in the land, and that is the G-Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays. We do this on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. And we are sponsored by none other than BTP Media Group, 93.3 Tweed FM, Ism, D.D. Harrison, the G-Lou Show.com, Street Level Clothing, and One World Magazine. You dig? Shout out to our other co-hosts, Hank Norman and Flossie B from Long Beach, who joins us on Sundays as well. and want to give a special shout out to Alicia Norman, Hank Norman, which is our co-host's wife, celebrating a birthday today. With that being said, I'm going to bring in the lovely, beautiful Miss Queen Jean.
Hey, 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 G-Lou, what's happening?
Good evening, Queen Jean. How are you this evening?
I'm good, I'm good. Yeah.
You staying dry?
Shout out, Miss. Oh, yes.
Looked like it was raining your way today, like you was in the rain or something.
It was. It was pouring. It's been pouring all day. It's still raining as we speak. They said 90% chance, and they were right on with that one. There's been 90% chance of rain all day. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we was out and about most of the morning and afternoon. I was so glad to get back in because of the rain.
Right.
But, you know, I heard it's like over 80s in the up in Cali. Everybody's talking about how hot it is there, and I was like, wow. So, yeah, but I'm cool.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Shout out to Queen Norman. Exactly. Today is her birthday. So blessings to her. And she shares a birthday with Chaka Khan, who made 65 today, I believe it is. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
Chaka Khan.
Yes.
Shout out to Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. I just had to say that because Chaka Khan looked good for her age.
Yes.
You know.
Did. Yeah. Definitely.
She looks very good. And what you think about the hearing that's going on for the judge, Brown Jackson? I think they're just really raking her over the coals. I really pray that she's been holding her own, though. She's been strong, holding her own, not blowing up. Her expressions was sending torpedoes and AKA shots at the people, but she didn't let it come out of her mouth.
Right, right. Yeah, shout out to her. I wasn't too aware of it until just recently, like yesterday. I was watching it actually at work and checking some of it out because it's just been on the news. And, that's pretty crazy right there. But, you know, that's what they do, you know. But like you said, she is holding her own, and much love to her, you know what I mean? And she pulls through all of this, you know, unscathed.
Yeah, thankful that Cory Booker came and really made her feel. Today was the first time I've seen a sign of emotion when he spoke to her, just letting her know that, you know, hey, you here, God got you here, you're gonna be here, you got this. And it just really touched my heart to see her emotions, just knowing that a sign of relief. That's what I've seen, a sign of relief. Somebody that's my color speaking for me, you know, when she was being raped over the coals. So, you know, let's just always keep that up in prayer.
Right.
And also, I don't know if you are familiar with the Crown Act. Are you familiar with the Crown Act?
No, I'm not.
The Crown Act is when they was trying to stop our culture from wearing their natural hair in the workplace. Dreads, natural hair care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I heard about that.
So it passed. So now they can't discriminate. You can come to work with.
Well, I thought it already passed. It just wasn't in certain places. They didn't pass it or something.
It's passed. Where nowhere they can discriminate.
Okay, so it's federal.
Passed.
Like federally. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that.
Nobody can touch.
They did it, but some states or some places still restricted it. So I guess with the new thing, like you said, it's, you know, no one can, you know,
discriminate.
Right. That's cool. That's what's up. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is a beautiful thing because a lot of people who were qualified for jobs weren't able to get jobs because of that, you know.
But they still find some other way. I mean, just because they don't, you know what I mean, they could face to the same person something else, you know. It's like, but, you know, I understand, and it's good we're making progress. You know.
Yeah, that's what I was speaking on. Because most definitely they can say, well, you didn't qualify. Of course, they're not going to say, well, no, we don't hire you because of, you know, you're wearing cornrows, French braids, twist, or whatever. They won't say that. But, of course, they would definitely. I mean, that's like with anything. When, you know, you qualify for something and they'll find some little bullshit excuse to say you don't qualify, you know.
But let
that's
me say
gonna
this.
That's going to always be with.
Yeah, that's just what our culture, period. But like I said, that don't matter what you're, it's just if they want to discriminate at that particular job, some are better than others that don't do that. But if it's just that particular job that discriminates or is whatever they're on, you know what I mean? They're going to do that regardless and just find some other way, especially if it was one of the states or counties or wherever this is at where this was overridden by people who were against it. You know what I mean? These people still don't agree with it just because it was passed. So you may have some of them people in them same places, you know what I mean, that still do that but just won't be able to do it so much. And it's going to take the people, you know what I mean, when you are discriminated. Let me say this. It's going to take for the people, if you feel you are discriminated on, to take action and just not let that ride, because that's what happens as well. Because a lot of these places where this happened or was overrode, you know what I mean, those people still feel that same way. You know what I mean? So they can still do these things, but it's going to take for people, you know, if you feel discriminated against, to take action. You know, that's how you get shit done. You know what I mean? So don't, you know, if you feel that is the case and you are being discriminated upon, you know, say something about it. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to do that. And that's really what, you know, that comes down to, too, because it's still going to happen. You know what I mean? It's just the people that are going to speak out. And then let me say this, too. Another thing is us as people have to be aware of how we present, because it's a difference too now between being presentable and then because you wear dress, because you have, and that's what I think I appreciate this law for people who really do naturally wear dreads and that or whatever, that that's their, you know what I mean, some people naturally that's what they do, their beliefs or just how they, you know, that has nothing to do with them as a person or their abilities. But then you got some people who do, I see it every day, you know what I mean, even in my job, you know, trying to hire people or they temp people, and you know, some of us young brothers and sisters come in there just looking crazy. Not only having just dreads or cornrows, but just, just looking crazy. You know what I mean? So that's just going to add to it. Coming there looking just crazy, definitely. Not on presentable. Then you got your dreads or braids, and you're just looking raggedy. That's totally different. You understand? So people have to know the difference between that as well. Yes.
Yeah. And then what some companies might do as well, that who are totally against it, they will probably hire one or two who have a natural look, just to say that we're not discriminating against you. So, but still, it's just good that, you know, that the act was passed, because it was just, you know, they was fighting hard for it. So, yeah, but I do hear you about, because I see it outside as well, where a lot of
you see people that just have you embarrassed. Like, come on now.
They take the natural look to a whole nother level. You know, where it's okay, natural, but groomed. You know, you got to groom.
Just have yourself groomed, period, no matter what. Yeah,
exactly.
Groom, period. Take care of yourself and your hygiene and how you just present yourself. Not only that, but just how you present. I know some don't know no better. I'll say that because we just have to say some people don't. I don't know. But for the most part, we have to just be presentable. You know, when you're outside, especially if you're going to an interview or something, you know, I mean, I'm sure people know that, so I don't have to say that. But, you know, that's a difference, too. You know what I mean? So just keep that in mind as well. But, you know, salute to everybody. I'm glad we can get that word out there and have this platform to speak on these things like the Crown Act that I am familiar with but just wasn't aware of the name when you said it. So, you know, we can get this information out there as well to people. And like I said, again, be a voice, you know, if you feel you are being discriminated. Or if you see somebody, you know, don't just, well, we got to stop doing that as well, just watching people, you know, get rolled on or disrespect or whatever the case, and we just sitting there looking or got your camera phone out or just gossiping, you know, take action as well. If you see somebody being treated unfairly, speak on it.
It's a lot. I was also seeing up in New Orleans where the 73-year-old woman was carjacked by four teenagers, all under the age, well, 15, and one was 16. Were 15. Did you see that? That was
No, I didn't, but I did not, but I can imagine that, like, these youngsters, younger and younger, not doing the most wildest shit right now. Like, I'm seeing that every day. I didn't see this particularly, but I'm seeing that most of the things that are going on right now are by young kids that are real young, you know, and they're getting younger and younger.
Very young.
They said they were showing TV today. Boys did a smash and grab, that, you know, which ain't nothing new, but they're getting bold right in Beverly Hills.
Seen that. I was like, wow. Like,
wow, broad ass.
$2 million worth of. Like, wow.
They were some youngsters. So it's.
And they started
to
charge these youngsters as adults
Yeah.
So they think it because they're youngsters, they get that juvie time. Yeah, but they get tired.
Have to, because
they're
the ones doing the wildest shit right now.
Exactly. Absolutely. So, yeah. So I'm glad that my grandson here is kind of like a homebody, that he's not a follower, you know.
Right.
I'm thankful for that, that, you know, you don't, he's just not a follower. So hopefully a lot of these teenagers just don't follow, you know. They know right from wrong, but some of them want to be so in with the crowd and feel like, you know, this cool. They just go ahead and get on the bandwagon. That's what my daughter and I was talking about today, like, the way the teenagers are now, it wasn't like that when they were coming up in school. Definitely wasn't like that when I was coming up in school. But for them, it wasn't like that, you know.
I mean, I don't know. The kid is always wild and doing the wild shit now. But it just turned up. I mean, I guess that's what every generation, it gets a little bit. But it just seems like now the kids, you know, kids always done wild stuff. You know, I'm not going to lie, I did that wild stuff.
But not as wild as they are now.
But it's just to the point now, it's different because it's not only wild, but, you know, it's no type of, we still had some type of more respect, certain respect for certain things. We did wild stuff, but it was just certain things. Now these kids just don't have no limit, like no ceiling, at no nothing. Like they don't care about nothing. You know what I mean? So it's no type of.
I wonder if they be doped up.
That's it, too. A lot of them do. You know, it's a lot of drugs out there. These kids get on drugs way earlier now. We weren't doing all that then. You know, you smoke a little weed, maybe dibble in something here and there, but these kids now, it's just, they all in. By 12, 13, they already, weed is just regular. You know what I mean? They got this crazy type weed, too. So it's just, that's regular to them by 12 or 13, 14, 15, if they already moving on. They doing, like, all type of shit, these pills and perks and Xanax and, you know, all of this, and so it's just a lean, you know, it's a lot out there, you know, even over-counter shit now, you know, that they sell that synthetic-ass weed, you know, all this stuff these kids are getting a hold of. So
that synthetic weed.
Yeah, that's even worse, you know, that shit there.
It is
like,
worse.
Are you tripping?
Yeah.
Especially for a young kid that mine ain't the.
Exactly. If anybody want to chime in on these topics, feel free to hit us up, you know, and chime in and let us know your thoughts about any of the things that we're speaking on. It'd be good to get some opinions on it, you know.
Yeah, because it's definitely real.
Definitely real
out there. So,
definitely
you
real.
Know, we just got to keep a, West Side Wednesday. We got to keep an eye on these kids, and I know that's easier said than done, and they used to say it take a village to raise a child. I know it does, but it's not. We're not in them same times where you don't have a village because the village is scared of the child. So the village don't want no problems. You can't intervene.
Yeah, are they?
You can't say nothing to nobody.
Are they with it?
No more.
Are they just with the shenanigans with the children?
Different.
So yeah, it's a different ball game. That's for sure. It's a whole different. And social media has a lot to do with a lot of this stuff.
Social media got a whole lot to do. It's 90% of social, everything now, is 90% social media type driven one way or another. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And these kids have so much access to so many things, so they're so exposed. Kids weren't exposed to so much before. They'd be outside and whatever you see, but now they're exposed to a whole lot. You know what I mean? It could just be from their fingertips. So it's just a totally different ball game. So I was just, you know, it starts at the home now. It starts with the parents starting early, and I know that's hard too because a lot of these, it's a different generation of parents as well. You know what I mean? That they raise the kids different. You know, so it's all different. But I tell you what, it definitely starts inside the home. It starts with you day one, the parent, you know, and the child from when they're children. You can't wait till they get older and try to change them because they're growing every day. So you got to kind of start early. You know what I mean, with your children. You know, like I said again, that's easier said than done. Person to person, everyone raised their kids differently, but just telling you what's real. You know, you can play around and look up, and they're 12 and 13, and man, it's too late. Well, you've been playing with them the whole time. You know, I've seen that firsthand too. You know, past relationship, girl had kids, and she was playing, you know, and before you knew it, hey, you can't do nothing with them. But that's a whole other story. We just speaking on some real issues and topics and all of this. And just keep everyone in prayer, though. You can't do nothing else, pray. You know what I mean? When all else fails, just pray. You know, God
man,
is always.
But I'm going to say this. I'm glad that I was raised in the era where you get into the wheelbarrow and your brother or sister is pushing you. That was fun for us. And you don't even want to go in the house and get no cup of water. You just go straight to the water hose and drink your water. Those were just fun days. You got this makeshift swing. You use a tire and get inside this big old inner tube, and you push each other and you roll. Those were our fun times, you know.
Right.
And you make your own, what do you call those, where you have the milk crate, and you make it, and you put the little board with four tires. You use the wheels from skates, and you put the crate on top of it, and that was your fun thing, too. I forgot what it was, but these are the things that we grew up with in our family, you know. And then coming from a large family, these are your first friends, your brothers and sisters, you know. It was eight of us then, so we played with each other. So it was just a lot of fun, and I just wish these kids were able to experience some of that stuff now, because it's so different. It's so different.
Oh, yeah, it's way past, you know, that, you know, it's just, different times, and these kids, you know, they play different now, so, you know, but
they play with guns and shit.
Yeah, and then they raised off the video game, they raised off them gun games and Call of Duty, so they go outside and play the same way. They think life a game, so they play it that way. You know, so it's just a lot different, man. You know, we got to do better. I don't know if it'll get better. But, again, not all kids are bad. It's a lot of good kids out there.
No.
A lot of positive kids doing a lot of great things, too. So we can't never exclude them, you know. So it is some kids making some doing some great things.
Great choices,
it's not all bad. Yeah. So
a lot of
little
young entrepreneurs, too. We got a lot of young entrepreneurs doing things, writing books. There's little arts and crafts making money off of that and learning how to do pastries. So we got a lot of young entrepreneurs. So, shout out to those, you know, and getting those scholarships. So, they're, you know, it's just, you know, so,
It's good with
bad
with everything, you know. It's good with bad.
Exactly.
You got to take it and, you know, try to just make something out of it and just do better. And just, like, always lead by example. And like the late, great Nip always said, the best human act is to inspire. So just try yourself to inspire and try to lead by example. And God is going to always take care of you, man. You do right, you know, right is going to come to you. What you put out, you get back. So just try, you know, we're not perfect, and every day is not going to be good, you know, but we take the good with the bad. And just always try to make the best out of every day and try to do the best you can to inspire or lead by example, because you always have somebody watching you, whether you know it or not, or looking up to you, whether you know it or not. So just try to do that, and you'll be all right. And with that being said,
you mentioned the late, great Nip. Today I was on that Blue Laces. I was just playing that song over and over this morning, and I was like, why am I on this song? But Blue Laces was on it. So you could play that for me today.
Right. Okay. Shout out to Nip. And I was going to say, too, and what, like I said, with that being said, next week we're going to celebrate Nip. It's his anniversary, unfortunately, of his passing, man. You know that we never forget, because that was such a tragic day. So next week, the March 31st, we'll represent that, you know. So, again, rest in peace, the late,
maybe
great.
That's why.
Nip, we love you, brother. Yeah, that's probably why the spirit is upon us, man. Nip, we love you. We'll be right back. West Side.
Look, relate to you, I can't, if you's a fake nigga. When level four in the state, what your mistakes get you? Rap niggas, they just wanna double date with you. Twit pick and show these hoes that they affiliate with you. Labels, you should treating rappers like a slave, nigga. Starving artists, just be happy with your fame, nigga. Shit changed, now it's such a different game. All the niggas like myself is controlling everything. If you pay attention, see exactly what I mean. Fuck the middleman. I said that in 2003, was 18, white Lincoln, chrome feet. Black 40 was my pillow, every night I go to sleep. Grown niggas treat me like they OG, holding on to every word that the tiny loaf speaks. I had a vision that nobody else could see, sold my shit to D-Mac, a little less than 10 G's. Brought my grocery bag of cash straight to Black Sam. He matched the nigga, next day we went to Sam Ash. He bought a Pro Tools and a microphone. Studio was far from plush, but them lights was on. Couple hundred thousand stashed at my mama's home. Real estate in Atlanta, but ain't nobody know. Mac 11's in the safe, hidden in the flow. My bro did it like nobody that I've ever known. Screens on every wall with 16 camera angles. Double pane, bulletproof glass, pushing past the haters. Cuban links and Rolexes, photo check from Epic. This industry ain't gotta like us, but they gon' respect it. Built the label up from money we were saving up. No details to the statute of limitations up. Couple niggas got flipped trying to play with us. The demonstrations speak loud, so I ain't saying much. Was a charismatic nigga, I don't play as much. Cause life is real when you live it in a place like us. School pictures cracking smiles, now my face is stuck. Shell shocked to see how much they really hated us. Couldn't keep a kind heart, get your hatred up. Street smarts, nigga, get your information up. Watching belly smoking blunts take Jamaican puffs. One day I'ma have a house and car like Jamaican cuz. Credits roll back to stress pound breaking up. Had to fight before we hustled, and it made us tough. Early 90s, neighbors rooster used to wake us up. Mama had a bucket and a shack, but we ain't make a fuss. Blue Cutlass, no license, 380 tucks. 96 Caprice, both the fast were saving up. They getting packed out if niggas try to fade with us. Crenshaw, Slauson, true stories, oh, play the drum.
You know, the biggest question I ask is comparing Tupac to Nipsey. See, Tupac didn't live long enough to do his. He had the right blueprint, just like Nipsey. Nipsey lived his. He did that because he started in that corner and he turned it. It ain't hard to do. And what makes it feel so bad, a lot of these older rappers have been around, they should feel bad, ashamed of themselves, man, because this was the plan from the get-go. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully now everybody can get back to the plan. You know what I'm saying? The cars, the Bentleys, the juries. No, buy something in the hood, man. Let's buy the hood back, man. You know what I'm saying? We're not running from the hood no more. You know what I'm saying? We're coming back to the hood to buy it back to do better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. G-Lou. Oldies rule forever. Diamond in the back, sun rooftop, missing, listen to them oldies, homie, I'm in my caddy tipping, paint dripping cause it's wetter than the lake, on my way back to the bank, putting paint where it ain't, premium gas up in my tank when I'm dipping, premium gas up in my blunt makes a difference, I smoke a little then I feel a little cool, since oldies rule forever, I'ma keep it old school, I'm a diamond in the rough, homie, something like a jewel, got a pistol in my pocket, homie, similar to a tool, it ain't no rules in these streets, cousins, and these youngsters act a fool cause we ain't teach them nothing. But how to rob, steal, and kill at will without no sympathy. We in the last days right now where ain't no mystery. We got a history of murders like 187, but then we wonder if we still go to heaven. I ain't no reverend nor a preacher, I'm more like a G-rated motivational speaker. As it gets deeper, I bring you into the fold, cause a good die young while the rest grow old. Hold, let's take a stroll. 10 carloads of real homies that can politic on how to break the code. Let's take it back to the old, where everybody had structure way before they sold their soul. Homie sipping old gold as we listen to the old school rhythm and blues from days of old. To make a G feel grateful, so all praises to the Most High cause I'm thankful. Better yet, I'm able to articulate these words when I speak. Break it down in lyrical form and say I'm on these beats. Word on the streets is the streets never lose. So the young black and brown homies still catch the flu. Win or lose, it don't matter cause we still seem lost. Underrated, miseducated and still pay the cost. It's like we living just to die, murder race sky high. And these politicians still telling lies. Your friends be your homies in disguise, steady calling you your bro when they really be the cause of your demise. Open your eyes and see the light, cause when the day turns to night, you gon' really see the demons in your sight. On that note, cuz I'm out, all my real ones stay solid, all you suckers watch your mouth. Love is the house, you know I got the key. Oldies rule forever, much love from the G.
This is a fantastic album, man. Let me borrow.
No, my brother. You've got to buy your own.
Casino. Let's take them back to the streets. Mac 1-0. For my homies in the penitentiary.
I got a lot of homies doing more than 10. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I'm smoking train wreck, sipping on some hen. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I got a lot of homies doing more than 10. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I'm smoking train wreck, sipping on some hen. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I got homies gone in the hood is what they left for. Even got a few of them stranded on death row. Keeping it so solid, they gotta stay locked. What up, blood? To my niggas Ace and J-Rock. Hustling our veins and we always want more. Can't even count how many of my homies gone for blow. LP, what up? Real player, real figures. Baby gangster, what it do, my nigga? With love for the wood and ain't scared to show it. D-Lo can be back on the streets before you know it. Papa T, since you've been gone, a lot done changed, homie. The wood ain't the same, these youngsters off the chain, homie. So I stay out the way and do my thing, homie. Been over a decade and it's still who bang, homie. Miss my niggas, it's a trip out here without you. Bear, I love you, boy, me and Wade was just talking about you. I got a lot of homies doing more than 10. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I'm smoking train wreck, sipping on some hen. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I got a lot of homies doing more than 10. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I'm smoking train wreck, sipping on some hen. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. Pat, I can't wait to see you home in a drop. Matter of fact, you so short you be home before this drop. Tweet real Compton nigga through the trenches. Nigga still out here giving you props on them switches. Bitch smirk QSing while he doing his bid. Still remember shooting hoop in the hood when we was kids. But now we big G's and money's what it's about. G baby, do the right thing when you get out. I wanna say what's happening to my Rally Ray Land. And to my Inglewood player potting the ball head stand. Got a homie named Sleepy from the hood, I need to write. I'll get you hooked up and be blood and shoot you a kite. I got another nigga down that was doing real numbers. What up to my watch nigga PD from Hunter. Much love to the homies locked up from Mac 10. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I got a lot of homies doing more than 10. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I'm smoking train wreck, sipping on some hen. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I got a lot of homies doing more than 10. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I'm smoking train wreck, sipping on some hen. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen.
Yeah, this one go out to all the real gangsters. Real players and hustlers that's locked up. It don't matter where you from, if you a real one, this one for you. Believe that. There's a lot of good homies in there. J-Man, Keith, the homeboy Ghost, much love, homie. And if you from Inglewood, what's happening? E-Rock, LBC, Trey D, Famous Roof, JD, Lynch, Mob. The homeboy Toker, what's happening, homie? This one for all the West Coast and East Coast riders. It don't matter where you from, red side, the blue side, north side, the south side, whatever. Much love from Mac 10, H00 Battle.
I got a lot of homies doing more than 10. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I'm smoking train wreck, sipping on some hen. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I got a lot of homies doing more than 10. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen. I'm smoking train wreck, sipping on some hen. I dedicate this to my niggas in the pen.
Shout out to my homies in the pen, Big Blink, OG Blink. Shout out to Big Ace Capone, you know what I'm saying? Dawoo, you know, I can't think of so many homies. Free my homeboy Tweety. I mean, so many homies behind the walls that we want to give love to. So that's why I played that song, though. Much respect, homies. And we're praying for you out here. Before I continue, I want to bring Queen back in because we want to give a special shout-out again to Miss Norman. Queen wanted to dedicate a song to her. I don't know if she's listening, but we're going to do this for you. Go ahead, Queen.
It's called Family by Frankie Beverly and Mays, and that's from the G. Lou Show to Queen Norman. I told them at 8 o'clock their time, so they might not be tuning
in. Oh, okay, so they ain't a car. You can say I didn't know that, so I'll wait then. I'll wait. No,
I oh, yeah, I didn't tell you. My okay. Bad. Is that what they say? Okay. My bad, yeah. is that what okay. They say, G. Lou? My bad.
Yeah,
my bad. Yeah, so at 8 o'clock, I yeah. My apologies. But, yeah, we're going to shout her out. They're out eating dinner right now.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. Well, happy birthday, Miss Norman, you know. We'll revisit that at the top of the hour. And maybe we'll get a few announcements.
Yeah.
If we have any, but shout out again everyone out there tuned in, you know, on a Wednesday. It's a hump day. Put a hump in your back.
It's a hump
you
day.
I
want to give some shout outs to some brothers behind the wall. My nephew, Brisk, and also to my friend, Eric, and my other nephew,
Eric,
Michael.
Man. My boy,
yeah.
E, man. Shout out to E. I ain't heard from him in a minute. How he been doing? The voice, man. That's the voice, man. As soon as you said that name. Hold on, man. What's up with E? How he been? I ain't heard from my boy in a
really
minute.
Good. I be telling him to, I said, I'm on the airways. And he say, oh, I was in the day room. Or, oh, queen, I forgot. Or, you know. And I was like, okay, no worries. Yeah, I hear from him every day. So he's doing good.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah,
shout out to my boy E, man.
Yeah.
Much love, Eric. Hold your head, homie. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, again, we'll come back at top of the hour, revisit. Shout out to Miss Norman and my boy Hank out there celebrating her birthday. Much love, Queen. Everyone else out there celebrating the birthday today, yesterday, tomorrow, whenever, you know, your birthday is coming up. We want to send you love and say happy birthday from the G-Lou Show, G-Lou and Queen Jean. Celebrate. You know what I mean? Don't hate. Congratulate and enjoy life to the fullest, man.
Enjoy
Make
life.
Every day count.
Yeah.
Make every day count.
Make it count. It didn't short.
That part. Check this out right here. We'll be right back.
It's just me against the world.
to death after my last breath. When will I finally get to rest through this depression? They punish the people that's asking questions and those that possess. Still from the ones without possessions, the message I stress. To make it stop, study your lessons, don't settle for less. Even the genius asks questions, be grateful for blessings. Don't ever change, keep the essence of power is in the people and politics we address. Always do your best, don't let depression make you panic. And when you get stranded and things don't go the way you planned it, dreaming the riches, in a position to making a difference. Politicians are hypocrites, they don't wanna listen. If I'm insane, it's the fame made a proper change. It wasn't nothing like the game, it's just me against the world.
Okay, what's happening, y'all? This is Young Drizzy the Truth, better known right now as Andre Truth, and you are now rocking and listening to the best G-Lou, man. Old school, Westside Wednesday. We ain't gonna do the old school, man. It's Andre Truth with G-Lou, Westside Wednesday. Y'all know what it is. Come on!
Oh, hell yeah, man. King Nico right here, live on that G-Lou show. You already know what time it is. Nothing but love, Esther.
Yo, what up, family? It's your friendly neighborhood fly guy, Cool Kim, and you are tuned into the G-Lou show.
Hey, man, that's this nigga Cam page, man.
They say the real, they don't never die. Truck full of work, high speed and on its overdrive. But my mom been working overtime. Hustle hard so I can shine all summertime. They say the real, they don't never die. Truck full of work, high speed and on its overdrive. But my mom been working overtime. Hustle hard so I can shine all summertime.
Yeah, they say the real, they don't never die. So I'ma be that nigga that don't ever die. You hear it in my lyrics cause I never lie. Do this for my family so I'm shifting in the overdrive. Trunk full of work so you know I'm about to double it. Dig what I'm saying, get a bar and come shovel it. Blackfield drumming, I'm loking and different stroking. Move like the goat, I'm the greatest of all tokens. A lot of niggas want me to fail, but I ain't budging. I ain't get this far in my life just for nothing cause I'ma shine on through the shadiest situations. My communication is simple abbreviation. Way too advanced for the fuck shit. My hustle on go, y'all can have that punk shit. Money over everything, yeah, I want more shit. I stay above water, I don't need no floats, bitch. I'm way too real.
They say the real, they don't never die. Truck full of work, high speed and on its overdrive. But my mom been working overtime. Hustle hard so I can shine all summertime. They say the real, they don't never die. Truck full of work, high speed and on its overdrive.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my mom been working overtime. Hustle hard so I can shine all summertime.
The more my brain work, the more deadly a nigga moves. Size 8.5, so I'm wearing my own shoes. Gun never empty like Martin, nothing to lose. There's a shortage in this game, so I'm sparking the cold fuse. Grind all year, so I'm shining up every summer. Niggas never see me coming. Stevie Wonder, I'm ahead of my time, head of my grind. Always pushing my damn line. Never kill a real nigga off, so stop trying. I go hard in the paint, so fuck the materialistic shit. I'ma keep winning by multiplying my businesses. Hard work pay off, I'm my own boss. Fuck a layoff. Go get about mine, nigga, fuck a day off. Stomp down with my program, clean like a bro ham. All I do is go ham, go ham. This real shit raised me, this real shit made me. Loyal to my grind, cause this real shit pay me, nigga.
They say the real, they don't never die. Truck full of work, high speed and on its overdrive. But my mom been working overtime. Hustle hard so I can shine all summertime. They say the real, they don't never die. Truck full of work, high speed and on its overdrive. But my mom been working overtime. Hustle hard so I can shine all summertime.
Dave.
What's up, cuz?
Give me one of them OEs, cuz.
Where they at?
In the refrigerator, fool.
All right, turn the radio off, fool.
All right.
I check, I check, I check, ha ha, it's Julio G, motherfuckers representing Westside Radio to the fullest, B-I-N, let's get into this.
With W Balls, son.
That's right, baby boys, up in here, two turntables, two Mexicans, and a bunch of blunts and bitches.
Slow jamming with Kevin, slow jamming James. Yeah, I love my slow jams. I love that gangsta shit, too.
Make sure to tune in to OG Sunday, Westside Wednesday. My comrade, G. Lou, is going down. His request number is 914-803-4001. Listen to him live. Listen to me live at 347-855-8436. You want to know about my life, my experience, my progression? Hit me up on tweetcadillac.com.
There's this psychiatrist, a lady named Dr. Frances Cress Welsing. She has a theory about the black man in America. She says that because of the system of racism, the black man in this country has been made to think of himself as a baby, a not yet fully formed being who has not realized his full potential. To support her claim, she offers the following. First off, what does a black man call his woman? Mama. Secondly, what does a black man call his closest acquaintances? His boys. And finally, what does a black man call his place of residence? The crib.
Every song that I make, I bet they go
gon' hate. Throw a slut on your name, so you'll say it to your face. I wish you nigga would like a treat. I wish you nigga would like a treat. When I jumped off the porch, I had to figure the roots. I had my first fight, he damn near knocked on my shoes. A nigga should've bobbed and weed.
I mean, a nigga
should've never gave me time to breathe.
Should've never
gave me time to
breathe.
Bought a fresh outfit, bitch, watch my shoes. Undecisive with my choices, I don't know how to choose. If you believe in yourself, I'll believe in you. Don't do what you can, bitch, do what you do. Don't do what you can, bitch, do what you do.
Shout out to the homie Bandana Davies and the LBC. Let's go off the request line. West Side.
One life, nigga, one love. Reach them heights and keep going up. 100 miles of running, we ain't slowing up. 15 Bentleys back to back, yeah, they know it's us. They know it's us, hit the lights and come glow with us. Yeah, throw them dice and keep rolling up. Had to earn them stripes when we was growing up. Niggas see you make it out, they hate to show you love. All that hate and bring it over here. Don't be scared, accept your fate, mind over fear. How many funerals I done been to after all these years? Got it tatted on my face so I don't shed a tear. Just so we clear, niggas been hating on me my whole career. Catching fades while the little homies hold my beer. Had to move out of Compton, too much tension here. Glock on my lap, I'm in this Lamborghini switching gears. I've been rapping at this level for like 15 years. My nigga Puppet been in solitary my whole career. I know my purpose, kill any nigga that wanna interfere. Shoot that nigga, pick up the shell, keep it for a souvenir. Yeah, it's hard to smile when you losing peers. Paint on that Grand National looking like some new veneers. All black tint, they looking at it like who in there. This LA, think twice before moving here. You only got one life, nigga, one love. Reach them heights and keep going up. 100 miles of running, we ain't slowing up. 15 Bentleys back to back, yeah, they know it's us. They know it's us, hit the lights and come glow with us. Yeah, throw the dice and keep rolling up. Had to earn them stripes when we was growing up. Niggas see you make it out, they hate to show you love.
I'm out of steel, better end. And out of steel, forever end. I gotta speak it.
Yeah, selling my own taste to put food on a dinner plate. I used to curb serve, but it was better on that interstate. You can tell what's on my belt to know I'm heavyweight. My 4-5 compliment to Louis, I'm forever straight. I was grinding on the steps just to make a profit. I was trying to get a check, I'm just being honest. We were taught to stay solid and remain loyal. My reputation good and my game royal. We was cooking crack, making cocaine boil. Invade your block with my troopers like we came for oil. We gave up our childhood just to go on slosses. When you see that yellow tape, nigga, you know it's caution. Nigga, you ain't been against all odds. Nigga, you ain't been to Crenshaw High. Nope, nope. Nigga, you ain't never did drive-bys. Nigga, you ain't never seen shots fired. Nope, quiet.
Cincinnati fit, it made me a marked man. By the Palmer blocks and 12 sitting inside that park van. Pacing to the stove, pocket full of hard tent. Let me get an old English, yeah the tall can. It really ain't no options when you born in Compton. Shoot at your ops and keep them cops out till they bring the SWAT in. They told Dre not to sign that nigga, he a hothead. The documentary went diamond, that's what brought Dot in. I'm a gangbanger, fuck your top 10. Tell your engineer make space and get your ass boxed in. I never fold. Under pressure, I ain't gon' never break, I never talk. I never snitch, I never hesitate to pull my nine. Empty the clip, if I get caught, then I'ma do my time. I took the risk, count up my losses, I'ma die for mine. My kids first, my mama second, on my daddy grave. You don't wanna test it, nigga. One life, nigga, one love. Reach them heights and keep going up. 100 miles of running, we ain't slowing up. 15 Bentleys back to back, yeah, they know it's us. They know it's us, hit the lights and come glow with us. Yeah, throw the dice and keep rolling up. Had to earn them stripes when we was growing up. Niggas see you make it out, they hate to show you love.
My job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them, and I will do it by whatever means necessary.
There is nothing to hide here, no way to pretend. We relate, we disagree, we disengage. We are running into each other. We are the song that writes itself. The melody replays in the key of elevated living. We forget the words, we never forget the feeling. Glory and divinity conduct our symphony. We are infinite affinity. Wrapped in sacred epiphany, we are meant for we. We are flowing, we are growing. We are open like the Red Sea. We walk through with confident uncertainty. We kneel here, we heal here. We open our hearts to the heavens. We use our tears to cleanse our canvas. The fear floods us. The love is electric. Self-inflicted pain. We dance in the rain till the fear is drained. 'Cause pain is the light. Pain is insight. The body hurts, but the spirit grows. The flesh is starving while wisdom overflows. I got a question only Lord knows. Does life birth us twice?
Westside Wednesdays at G-Loop Show. G-Loop Queen G. Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree? Yes. Okay, we're back. Queen Jean.
Man, that's a thinker right
Queen
there.
Queen Jean,
that's
no, you're with me. That's serious right there.
Yeah, that's serious right there. Every time, y'all. Yeah, it truly is.
It puts me in a trance every time I listen to it. Then I go, I descend somewhere else.
Right,
I'll be
right.
On that, shit.
Right. Shout out to Lauren London. Rest
yeah,
in peace,
Nip. Really is, it's deep. Wow. Okay, so listen, we got two more days to catch Big Hank at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church to receive some free food, and that's located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach, California. That's first come, first serve. And also you can attend the Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m., same location, 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach. And you can get Bible study every Wednesday at noon on Facebook. Tomorrow night we have Tweed Cadillac with G. Lou as the co-host. You can tap in by dialing the studio line at 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online. blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. Any music requests, contact Tweed Cadillac at yahoo.com. Tomorrow you guys have a guest, and that's Sounds of Blackness, correct?
Yep, correct.
So you don't want to miss that. That's going to be a pretty dope show. Cynthia Nunn will be giving out food Saturday at 12 o'clock noon at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow SNN Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Also, for bakery needs, Fun Diggity Funnel Cake, she has a video out now on her IG page to show you how to make cakes, which I didn't make mine good. Mine came out like pancakes. But follow her on IG, and you can order those, the batter, online at DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Postmates, and follow her on IG at FD Funnel Cakes. Monday through Saturday, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. for deliveries. Slauson Dre Tacos and Catering at 2415 West Slauson Avenue. You can stop by there for tacos, and also he does catering. Sweets by Ken, banana pudding, chocolate-covered strawberries. Follow Sweets by Ken, serving the San Bernardino area. She do little bags and for birthdays. She's doing Easter stuff now, so check her out on IG as well. Noramani Candles on IG. Follow them and check out what they have to offer. Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue, Long Beach, California, 90805. Ask for Poison and follow Mr. Poison on IG. This lowercase MRPOZ as in zebra, ION. You can make an appointment by dialing 323-639-9747. He had a real bad tattoo on there today, a Malcolm X tattoo. It was so detailed, G-Lou. It was just a beautiful tattoo. And underneath it, it said, by any means necessary. I said, that's a cold tattoo right there.
Wow, that's nice.
So, yeah, it was very nice. If you're looking for a car, try the Lot Auto Sales at 538 East PCH in Long Beach, California. You can ask for Ted at 562-591-5909. The hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m., Sunday by appointment only. Skip Towing, Transports, and Lockouts surrounding Charlotte, North Carolina, and surrounding areas is what I meant to say. It's 704-314-7869. Shout-out to Snow. Recommended YouTube channels, of course, the G. Lou Show, BTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, United Streets of America, Skip Townsend, Writer for Life, G-Connect, The POJ Show, Kev Mack, King Real Hip Hop Nutrition, Seti Nash, and CC Reacts, and also followed Boss Queen, Can You Wear Films on IG. Because while New Edition, everybody was raving about that concert they just had over the weekend. With so many people talking about that concert. So shout out to Can You Wear for that as well. Check out our website, theglushow.com, for all unisex apparel, previous Blog Talk Radio shows, and, of course, the amazing music catalog of our own very own G. Lou with the latest project, Streets, Soul of the Streets.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And also, we got the Taste of Soul is back Saturday, October the 15th, from 10 o'clock a.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. I'll have further information on that when they have it available, like location and who the guests would be. They don't have all that information out yet. April the 1st, Tyler the Creator at the Oakland Arena. You can get your tickets at axs.com. And also April the 15th, 7 o'clock to 11:30 p.m., Maxwell, the Night Tour with Anthony Hamilton and Joe at the Forum, 3900 West Manchester Boulevard in Inglewood. Tickets can be purchased through inglewoodarena.com. Also, you want to make sure you get these tickets as early as you can. A Mother's Day Evening of Soul with Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, Stephanie Mills, and Freddie Jackson. The tickets are at RachelSeats.com and inglewoodarena.com. And that will conclude my announcements for Wednesday. Do you have anything you want to announce, birthdays, anniversaries, any shout-outs, any events, contact me, Jean V. Berkeley, on Facebook, and Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show on Instagram. And don't forget to check out the G. Lou Show After Hours tonight. I believe you have Harvey Ayers.
No. Friday. We're not on tonight. Friday. We're on Friday night interviews. Javier. Yep.
Thank you, Queen.
Oh, okay. You're welcome. I guess I better start paying attention.
I'm just not doing the Wednesday really much because now we got the Monday. I was going to replace that, but we're on Mondays with the homies. So, yeah, I'm going to be chilling. I'm going to, you know, relax a bit and do Mondays. So, we're on Mondays and Fridays, and, you know, of course, after hours, Sundays. So, yeah. But we'll have the homie hop here this Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I did notice last week you didn't have a show on Wednesday. Okay, okay. I got it. I'm going to have to put it on my pad.
Thank you.
No pad.
I'm going to watch Snowfall when this is over. I'm going to be able to watch Snowfall. I got to wait till tomorrow. So I'm going to watch that when I get done here. But thank you, Queen, for those beautiful announcements. Before we continue, go ahead and do your thing and represent for Queen Norman.
Okay, well, let's we got a dedication for Queen Norman, family to the show, just family to us all. She's my sister, friend, beautiful, beautiful lady, humble, genuine soul. So today is her birthday, and we want to dedicate from the G. Lou Show the song "Family" by Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Happy birthday, Miss Norman. We love you. so beautiful, don't you agree? That's a great song right there, Queen and Quest. Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a fit.
Yeah, that's the one. That definitely is the one. It's a fit for our family, you know, because that's what we are. We one big happy family.
That part. Shout out to Queen Norman, Miss Norman. Shout out to my boy Hanks the Gangster. Hope y'all having a great time tonight, man. And he's serenading and showing you a lot. Your wife, much love. I already know you are, but because she deserves it.
Right.
So shout out to the Norman fam. You know what I mean? We love y'all, man. Please believe it.
Definitely love you guys. Two of my favorite people. Couple.
Yes. Please believe me. So what else popping, Queen?
Yeah. Well, not a whole lot. You know, just preparing myself for this, you know, what I'm talking about, just anxiously waiting for that to happen. And that's about it. You know, me and my daughter is trying to figure out what we're going to do in August when I make that move to Vegas. We're still trying to figure it out if we're going to have a party or just go hang out, like kind of hit some hookah lounges or some jazz lounges, or, you know, she was talking about a strip club. I don't know about no strip club now. Don't know about none of that.
Well, it's definitely going to be plenty for y'all to do. You know that.
Yeah.
Never sleep. Town never sleep. Yeah. There's going to be plenty for y'all to do.
Granddaughters down there, you know, it's going to be fun. So, because they're older now, so we can just all hang out. So I'm excited about that.
That's what
basically is. Not too much more going on my way that I want to reveal anyway. So,
right. That's what's up. Okay. Well,
shout out to cousin Marcy. She just said she's here. She tuned in.
Building.
Cousin Marcy.
Yeah. What up, Marcy? I see you out there. Much love to you, girl. You already know how we do. It's West Side Wednesday. Let me do this for Marcy. It's West Side Wednesday. So we on the West. So let's do it like this right here.
Nephew. The original B killer.
West Coast.
Yeah. Thriller from another.
Home with a zigzag.
Dumping on a jug like a pink home dealer. Let's take him back then. Take him back.
My goodness, my gracious. Shell toe Adidas with the fat blue laces. Handful of aces. Trumped up dumb truck. White wall chases. Drink till you drop. Motherfucker cop. Old English 800 on the block. Way before St. Ives came to the spot. Niggas used to hang out and do the pop lock. And if we got into some shit, we never pop shots. We swap, scrap, whatever it was. And live to talk about it. Then we get old cuz and keep a pack of zigzags for that good old bug. We do a house party. What the fuck is a club? And the essay, they sold most of the drugs. La Familia, hell yeah, and we the plug. We get money, yeah, and we do low ride. Represented and talking, nope, not I. That's the code in every hood that you roam. Fastest way to catch a hot slug in your dome. OG, the place that I call home. Black like that, and it's sitting on chrome. Black and back, strapping lack. Antennas wake up for a rat trying to set a new trap. Swinging the track, dripping curl juice on your back. Breaking hearts like Roger and Zap, motherfucker.
Back in the day, it was cheaper to keep it high with your friends and smoke in the reef. And pound for pound, we're the baddest in town. Don't say we the next generation, but we lack education.
Cranky horse drinking Mad Dog 2020 silver satin blue Kool-Aid sagging in my dickies. I got my lopes on, selling through my neighborhood. Catch you slipping on them bricks, it ain't all good. Front door kicker, Glock spitter. Black and gold flag across my face when I get ya. Free will of tipping, turning up to Alpine. Survey a subbing while I listen to the grapevine. Got these blue pits all by the front door. East side rip riding, gang banging all I know. Heartbreak hotel, hush puppy neck chicka. I grew up on that crazy 1-5. Niggas, every
loaf from my block done pop something. And I ain't talking about no peel, nigga, block hugging. Blue corduroys while I'm talking on my brick phone. 14 years old, had to bring the shit home. My other sugar bear show me how to bag it up. Look at the block now, nigga, it's sold up. I ain't playing with you on brand proof bus. Sorry, Rolando bank face with no cuts. Now take a picture of this eight ball sipper. Look down at my shoes, blue strings, nigga. Go be local, keep this motherfucker crackin' like it. The only thing I wanna hear is gangbang rapping.
Some say we the next generation, but we lack education. Hanging with a crew of devastation. Yeah, but we one nation, mom. Tally ho, and away we go. See you next week with a brand new show.
The way we poke around here ain't nothing consensual.
You funk so hard.
You gotta need your parents' credentials.
Now I'm in the street, cause I lost my sheep. But now I know where to find them. Now how cool is cold when you're trying to compete? Standing next to me, sir, take a seat. Can't none of you cutthroat funk like me. You better check with Snoop Dogg and get your vet degree. Why oh why do I think like that? If I'm with the dog, then you must be a cat. Now tally ho and away we go. See you next week
in a brand new show.
I want that OG.
There's a party going on in my head while I think about the blood that we shed.
That party!
I want to play a play. I get up on the day. There's a party going on. I feel
back in the day of the keeper to keeper.
Getting high with your friends and smoking the reefer.
And pound for pound, we were the baddest in town.
You just had to get up, gotta get down.
Some say we the next generation, but we lack education. Hanging with a crew of devastation. Yeah, but we one nation, mama. Hanging with the Snoopatronics, mama.
Hey, how y'all doing out there? You know, Tyler from the Crenshaw District. Out here with my boy, Big T. Lou. You know what it is, West Coast Wednesday. All the time, every day. Hey.
Tell me that I always hurt you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Show. Showing love to the tweed. Yes, indeed. Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. It's Thursday, so we gotta let the birds play. Coming up the Shaw, made a left on 43rd place. Hit the liquor store, get everything we need. Right past Dinker, made a left on King. Old school caddy looking way too clean. On my FM-ism, 93.3. It's 81 degrees, feel the summertime breeze. Even got the good word from the Reverend Ali. The double PC with the double OG. After six cruise mix, 93.3. Break down the weed, put it in the leaf. Roll it up nice, hit it twice, now breathe. This is how you do it when you do it like me. Mix some rhythm and blues with a sprinkle of O&G. Now proceed with the program, rolling in the bro-ham. Old school, right before the dough slam. I chunk the deuce up and hit the last switch. Turn the music up and let the beat bump like this. Shout out to the bricks, yeah, the city that I claim. So when I go out, best believe I'm going out with a bang. OG. I like that.
What would you do if I punked your whole crew? Would you run like a bitch from me? Niggas don't test, cause we come from the West. Yes, the W-S to the
West side.
West side, niggas. Fuck everybody that used to be down, that ain't down no more. Y'all niggas ain't from the best side. Y'all don't know how we push it down. Trick ass motherfucker. It's gonna be down.
nigga, fuck rapping, I'm bailing with three time felons. Nigga, who you telling? Dub Lou Ellen, that a fool selling. 36 ounces, what that amounts to? A whole chicken finger licking is the rumor, catch a tumor. You say I'm dicking my consumers, wait, boomers. As I walk down Florence with Florence, don't go to court in Florence. At night, I'm buzzing, huh. Thought I wasn't Mac 10 and Dub C. It's like my blood cousins. 11 strikes from armed robbery to stolen bikes. A nigga likes your motherfucking nights. I shed tears when I see tears. Fuck a record, fuck a move. I wreck my Uzi on bougie niggas that pretend to be friend of me. We the dopest niggas on Hennessy in the industry. I did a look well, I'm in the thick sale. Gold key, two motors, and pigtails. And when I hear Westside Connection, I get the fucking erection. So fuck what you're saying, fuck who you're telling.
I'm only dealing with some three-time felons.
Yeah, fuck what you're saying, fuck who you're telling.
I'm only dealing with some three-time felons. Till the wheels fall off, the nigga rollin' till the wheels fall off. West side rollin', till the wheels fall off, the nigga rollin' till the wheels fall off.
I got to handle mine, so I grind. Real OG, parole me, throw the roof on the quota cheese. Ain't been out but a minute, nigga in it to win it. Cause a 5-year joke, leave your stacks in it. Got my pockets back swollen, Motorola holding. A nigga got the whole hood rolling.
BG's get you what you want when you need it. I got some little niggas all posted up and needed.
Balls put it down, nothing less than a fat knot. Niggas calling Max Spot, Jackpot, the crack spot. Got the double up bomb, can't wait. So won't you bounce rock state to where the cluckers hibernate. Where we living like stores, switching cars like they need. Serving 10 pieces to your aunties and nieces while the loose see me blasted from mingle with the Venus. Had a West Side Connection on my back and no English. So nigga, what you wanna bet? On the set full of vet lick hitters and ain't a fool that can get with us. It's West Coast the most. I'll be yelling nigga Mac 10 bellin' as a three-time fella. Fuck what you're saying and fuck who you're telling.
I'm only bellin' with some three-time fellas.
Fool, fuck what you're saying and fuck who you're telling.
I'm only bellin' with some three-time fellas. Till the wheels fall off, a nigga rollin' till the wheels fall off. West side rollin', till the wheels fall off, a nigga rollin' till the wheels fall off.
Let it rain, let it drip. Niggas are best to duck when I'm unleashing either clip. Boss a man starter, got my finger on the trigger. Fuck a peace treaty, it's on with all you niggas. Cause ain't no containing me when I'm ranking these motherfucking heaters. Causing tragedy, tearing up your whole chest cavity. Mobbing through the neighborhood, nigga. 20-inch shoulders, fresh house shoes, hair rollers. Nigga wanna kill me cause I got them all scared of this. Cutthroat, janky, environmental terrorist. Sticker in my face, hoping that they can silence me. Cause I'm a nigga that's yelling fuck society. But ain't no stop in this website click. So tell them things that know it's sucking to suck a nigga's dick. Cause I'm punking low niggas in diesel. Illegal, sipping seagull, straight smoking on a free nigga. Fuck what you're saying, fuck who you're telling.
I'm only bailing with some three-time felons.
Oh, fuck what you're saying and fuck who you're telling.
I'm only bailing with some three-time felons. Rolling, till the wheels fall off. A nigga rolling till the wheels fall off. West side rolling, till the wheels fall off. A nigga rolling till the wheels fall off.
West Coast to the casket drop.
Rollin' till the wheels fall off.
West Coast to the casket drop.
Rollin' till the wheels fall off.
West Coast to the casket drop.
Rollin' till the wheels fall off.
West Coast to the casket drop.
West side rollin' till the wheels fall off.
Yeah, time is running out, nigga bows and nigga hoes. All W's must be true. Expected by the West Side Connect gang. Dub SCG. Unified. Worldwide. When you see Ice Cube throw up the dub. When you see Mac 10 throw up the dub. When you see Dub C throw up the dub. When you see Crazy Coon throw up the dub. When you see KD throw up the dub. When you see the Comrades throw up the dub. All from the eye. So what's the dub? West side till I die. What you thinking of? And y'all bitches can throw it up too.
Here's a little story I like to tell about a situation guys and girls know very well. Everything is fine and dandy and you love it till dope make you treat another person like a fuck. Now I talked to this girl for about 2 weeks and I've been many places. is trying to screw her up, I will rush her to the mall and straight coat do her up. Have a drink when she by my side. I want the girl to look good when she rolling in my ride. But 3 weeks later, I noticed a change. Something wasn't right, she was acting kinda strange. Took some money out my stash and something in her purse. She thinking things are getting bad, man, it's gonna get worse. Well, look like I got myself a few problems. By me being hot, see, you know I'm gonna solve them. She ran out the house and broke down the street. Stopped the bus and crack for my homeboy Pete. I couldn't believe what I was told. He gave a freak double up for a thick piece of gold. So I creeped up on the girl and said, yeah, I caught you. And by the way, where's the link about you? Now this girl must have lost her mind. Scraping up dough with some things of mine. I want to beat her. Better yet, stomp her. Break out the 12 gauge and full of buckshot pump her. But I said, nah, forget it, I'ma chill. This girl need help, she's mentally ill. She thought the trip, she got to spin in my grip. So I just had to rip the pipe out of this. She cried, oh, please give me some money. I promise I'll stop, please turn my props, honey. I felt sorry for the girl, cause she's being misused. It was a crack in the devil, tried to abuse. This relationship just ain't gon' last, girl. You're gonna have to get rid of your past. Cause yeah, you're on my dick, dick, ding-a-ling. Tryna tie my arms and legs with a string. My money, mm-hmm, I know you love it. But let me tell you one thing, I'm not your focus.
So listen up to what we say, because
no primos, cause you thought it paid good.
Yo, girl, get off my
oh, man, I wouldn't touch that
too. Why?
And with your wrinkles, I can't be your lover.
Hopped out the bed about 3 o'clock. Stumbled to the door when I heard the knock. I thought, man, now who in the heck could this be? When I got to the door, she said, Croft, it's me. I thought we supposed to go out this week. I said, not tonight, girl, I'm about to go back to sleep. But by being a big booty, heck of a freak. Before I closed the door, she blocked the way with her feet. She pushed away and didn't use much force. She said, I know we going out. I said, yeah, of course. I'm staring at this girl, wondering if she alright. Cause when the heck we supposed to go this time of the night? But the only thing that was on my mind was just jacking this girl for a big behind. She thought that I forgot that she was the one that was smoking rock. I looked at the girl and said, babe, you know what Steve said? Your butt ain't nothing but a bass head. She disagreed, she said, stop lying. Her feelings were hurt, so she broke out crying. I said, baby, you gotta help yourself. Don't expect help from anyone else. This relationship just ain't gonna last, girl. You're gonna have to get rid of your past. Cause yeah, you're on my dick, dick, ding-a-ling. Tryna tie my arms and legs with a string. My money, I know you love it. But let me tell you one thing, I'm not the
days later.
This is all. You gotta give me some now.
It's all because of you.
I got something to
say to myself. Who knows where the f*** to live then? The girl was dumb. She was straight out front. Guess dope was the ropes and her soul was hung. Well, one day, I went to see my DJ, the grand, incredible wizard Tony A. Got to his house and I knocked on the door. The food didn't answer, so I banged once more. I wondered when the heck he was at. So I jumped off the porch, then I fell to the back. He was there cause I heard the system thumping. Went up to the window, Jack Moon was bumping. I grabbed the crate just to peek through the window. The trick I kicked the wheel was getting played like Nintendo. Jumped in the window when I said, what's up? Tony had her hyped up, he was driving her nuts. She seen my face and she started to scream. I said, shut up girl, you know the routine. Popped the tape in the deck and we rocked back and forth. From the east to the west, the south and the north. I got tired and said, man, I quit. Tony A said, Croft, look at this chick. She grabbed a rock and I started to flip. Babe wants to smoke, man, this girl was a trip. She said, yo, check this out, man. My dope smokes in the pipe and it melts in my hand. Girl, you're just a fool, your life is going too fast. I know this relationship just ain't gonna last. Cause yeah, you're on my dick, dick, ding-a-ling. Tryna tie my arms and legs with the string. My money, I know you love it. But let me tell you one thing, I'm not your focus. Well, I bought her a chain, Reebok boots and a skirt, and she clutched it. Then she went in my pants, and she took my keys and stole my bucket. but I'm not the
Well, they doing it at the G-Lou Show Westside Radio with a sprinkler that tweet Cadillac. By the way, of the pot shared by Gina. Gangsta Gangsta got the motherfucking church house, and then Flossie got us up in this Bentley. So this is the G-Lou Show Westside Radio, the 27th letter of the alphabet, which comes to the number 9 when you add it up, the Hidden University of America. Where they doing it at?
Yeah, this is DJ Charmaine Champagne. And this is your Chronic Dot Radio station. So you got to be listening to the Chronic.
Hope you picking them up to find a job.
Yeah, we're going to work so we can grow up and be just like you.
Just
West Side Wednesdays with my partner D-Lou, Red and Blue, keeping it true. Black Fist in the Air, this is my partner right here. Y'all tune into him every Wednesday for whatever he got going on. Special guests, good music, unreleased music, or previously released music. G-Lou, West Side Wednesday. Yes, sir.
I'm going to do this one right here for the Queen, Jean. Rest in peace, homie. We love you, Nip.
Let me make you feel fine. 'Cause loving you just blows my mind. This love I have for you, girl, is true.
You tried to squeeze, your gun jammed and they released. Blood on your teeth, how many stains? I see three. Bitch starts to panic, so I made her switch seats. Driving now, police chopper here flying now. Really not too spooked, calmly ask me, am I dying now? All I know is keep you calm and collected. Cracking jokes like, nigga, now you gon' be finally respected. See your blood leaking, got my foot on his gas. Toss the 40, we pull up to Daniel Free and see crash. You know the alibi, they start shooting, we was standing by. Ain't see nothing but the flare from the talus fly. I wasn't there, I was passing by. Matter of fact, don't say shit, I'm just gon' drop you in the back and slide. That's your weed, all the cash is mine. I take them both to the spot, plus your phone, see you back online.
Your big brother from the same mother, CeeLo, repping that 213 since 1981, checking in from the Pac Northwest, 509 Spokane, Washington. Just reminding all listeners, from the land to Japan, you are listening to the one and only West Side Wednesday show on Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to OMG Music, this is the G-Lou Show.
Yeah, yay. And that's how we gonna do it, and that's how we gonna end it. Westside Wednesdays radio show. I am G Lou, your maestro. That's Queen Jean. And shout out to everyone who tuned in tonight, man. Everyone, make sure you have a great week. Shout out to all the winners, the losers, but you're always a winner. Remember that. Put God first. 7 days without prayer makes one week. W-E-A-K. Keep that in your brain and let it stain. I am G Lou. I'm gonna turn it over to Queen Jean. I love y'all. See y'all Friday. Queen Jean.
Okay. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I was just saying peace and love to everybody. Thank you to everybody for vibing with us and hanging out with us. And have a positive day tomorrow. Have a blessed night tonight. Stay prayed up. And much love. Hoshe.
That part. We out of here. Peace, y'all.